Hi, this is Didi Garcia Blaze with the brand new Que Onda Show, a radio show program for Chicanos. And with me today is Renee Reyes out of New Mexico. Welcome to the show, Renee.
Hey, Didi, how are you?
Good, how are you doing?
I'm doing good. Thank you so much for having me on your beautiful show. And I want to say, first off, thank you so much for all that you do. Your constant work to help people, it's amazing to me. What a gift it is for us that you not only highlight our talents, but our spirits.
Thanks. And just to sort of give some background information to my listener, you've been a musician for a really long time. How long have you been playing music, Renee?
Well, I started playing music when I was 4 years old. I started playing drums. I was basically emulating my uncle because he was a drummer. So he was playing drums to some music one day, and I sat across from him and I picked up a pair of his drumsticks and I started playing along with him. And ever since then, I've been doing music literally full time. From the drums, I went to the guitar at the age of 12, and that became my chief instrument. It literally flew into my life and gave me a voice that I didn't even know that I had. So, but you know, the household that I grew up in, it was very music based. It was a trailer that I grew up in, and the front part of the trailer was my mother. And she was listening to a lot of Paul Simon, Art Garfunkel, Fields and Crofts, Carole King. In the middle of the trailer was my uncle and I, and we were into rock and roll and blues and jazz. And then in the back of the trailer was my grandmother, who was constantly listening to Tex-Mex and also R&B. So you kind of got a flavor for all these different genres of music.
Let's visit your grandma, because for some reason I'm kind of wanting to pull mm-hmm. from your soul a little bit to that regard. Was she a musician too? What kind of woman was she to you? How did she influence you in that sort of thing?
She was a musician. She was a singer. She was a very well-known singer, actually, in Texas. Her name was Frances Garcia, but everybody knew her as Panchita. She would sing kind of like just all over the state with her brother at one point, who played saxophone. They toured Texas quite a number of times. And then once she had her children, she decided that she's not going to do music anymore. She's going to just be a mother. The influence that she had on me, I mean, I really do consider her my second mother. To this day, there's very few people in my life that really understood where I was coming from. And she was the first one to make me feel like, I understand, I'm here for you, holding hands, walking down the street, you know, constantly laughing, playing music together. She was a really, really important part of my life. She passed away in 1994, but I literally feel her every single day. I'll wake up in the morning and I'll just be driving or walking, and I'll just feel her energy and her presence kind of just surrounding me and protecting me. She gave me my first electric guitar because she just believed in me. You know, she always, you know, her statement was, you're the best guitar player in the world because I say so. So she was that kind of personality. You know, mm-hmm. It was very energetic, very vibrant, massive belief, highly spiritual, and just really believed that if you follow what is inside you at all times, no matter what is going on in your life, you feel happy for some reason. And it's because you're doing what you need to do. To this day, that's exactly what I do. I wear her medal every day. Yeah, she's still with me.
Nice. Just sort of going back to your musical career, the reason for the show, part of the reason, is to bring out into the light Chicano musicians, Mexican-American musicians who contribute to the arts every day, but the notice isn't satisfactory to me. I think that we just sort of need to bring them out more into the spotlight for future generations who have aspirations in film and music and writing and what have you. And this sort of catalogs everything. It's a place to go to refer to with regard to musicians like yourself for the younger generation to look up to, or perhaps even contact, you know, I'm sure that you get contacted for mentoring.
I do.
Don't you?
And
what do you do when people go to you to ask for music advice?
I mean, I always tell them, you never treat yourself like a secondhand store. You know, what you have to sell is very valuable. Who you are is important. You know, don't ever doubt that you're lacking in certain areas. It's like, no, you're great at what you do. And even if it's at the stage of discovery of what you are to become, I mean, these are all blessings that are literally surrounding you every single day. You know, basically what I tell them is always believe in yourself. And it doesn't matter what you say to me, you're not alone in this journey. Nobody is technically alone in this journey. If you choose to be alone, that's a different story. But you could pick up the phone and reach a friend or family. And trust me, people are there to help you. People are there to believe in you and who have believed in you throughout this whole time. As an artist and a musician and an actor, you go through a lot of times in your life where you feel like it's just not working. Am I doing what I'm supposed to be doing? Nobody's really paying attention to me. Nobody can listen to me. Nobody can hear me. And what you have to realize is the right people are going to hear you. Not everybody's going to hear you, but they're not meant to hear you. The right people are going to listen to you and hear you. It's those people that are going to take you to the next level and that are going to nurture your talents. As a songwriter, I used to compare my songwriting skills to the bands that influenced me, which, of course, you know, you always want to strive to be better. But you realize these people that you're looking up to are original people. Nobody's going to write songs like Keith Richards. Nobody's going to work the studio like the Beatles did. You know, there's certain standards out there that are meant to be standards, but you have to realize that you have your own voice. And if you can get an amalgam of all these people and their styles and form it into your own, you're going to realize that you're going to get your own voice pretty quickly.
Nice. I'm looking at your resume on the IMDb, .com, and I know that you have your own IMDb under Rene Reyes.
Yep.
It looks like some of the first music that you produced for a national television series is Buffy the Vampire Slayer. I like that television show. I like vampire shows and movies. And how did you land that deal?
You know, it was really funny because my uncle and I were in Los Angeles and we were playing out, you know, at clubs and rehearsing and songwriting and stuff and really, really trying to make any kind of money. I got this random email from this guy from the WB, and he said, my name is so-and-so, and I heard your CD, and there's this one particular song called Bring Me On, and we want to use it for an episode of Buffy the Vampire Slayer. So we, of course, said yes, you know, because any attention was good attention. So they used that song for the episode, and we received a check for it, and we realized at that moment, oh, wait a minute, you can make money doing this. Okay, this is interesting. You know, what a new concept. So from there stemmed movie licenses. There really was a period of time where it was just one right after the other, and we were really fortunate to just have a great band writing some pretty original music, people enjoying it. You know, it's amazing that what you could wish for, because as a teenager, I would always wish for, you know, I want millions of people to hear my songs, I want to be in magazines, I want a great car, and all this kind of stuff. And I realized that, well, wait a minute, all of my songs are being heard by thousands upon thousands, if not at times millions of people, depending on the movie. It's the songs that we've written that are in these movies that are played around the world. And we'll get emails and stuff from all of these people from all of these different countries just saying, you know, your song really inspired me. It really saved me. It really made me feel good about myself. And it's amazing what a song that took 15 minutes to write can actually, you know, it's that ripple effect. It's just going to keep going.
Now, speaking of the first band with your uncle was under Active Faith. Now it's known as Green Car Motel. Is that correct?
That is correct.
With regard to Rick, your uncle, he's got a great voice, by the way. And the very first time that I heard a song produced by the both of you was in the movie theater. I'm a big Tom Cruise fan, and I went to go see Collateral in the theater. The song that really grabbed a hold of me was Destino de Abril, and that's just an amazing song.
Thank you so much. That song was influenced by, lyrically, I don't know what Rick necessarily was influenced by, but musically, I wrote that music for my grandmother. It was a day that I was really, really missing her and thinking a lot about her, and I literally picked up the guitar, and it was in one of those moments where I was just a vessel, and the inspiration just kind of flew in. I wrote the song, took it to Rick, and immediately put lyrics to it. That song really, really hit a lot of people, and I'm just really, really happy that it did. It was a form of healing, and to know that it has healed other people, it just, you know, I mean, you cannot beat that.
Yes, it's pretty healing. You also wrote songs for other well-known movies, such as 7 Pounds, The Texas Chainsaw Massacre, Saving Silverman, Black Scorpion,
yep.
Man in the Chair, Next.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the list goes on and on. And in the next segment, I want to cover your film career.
Absolutely.
How can my listener get a hold of you to search for your music or perhaps even work with you on music, future music projects?
You know, the funny thing is Facebook is just a weird thing where if you just go to Facebook and punch in my name, Renee Reyes, you'll see a picture of me. And yeah, you could just privately message me and I'd be more than happy to help out whoever.
Very well. All right. So we're going to play this song by you. It's an instrumental. When did you write this song?
I wrote this song quite a few years ago. It's going to be in a movie that I wrote, which we could talk about later.
You got it.